We now have a children's message given by Diane Goshener. Children, come on down for a good message this morning.
Jesus loves the little children, for the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
It's on. It's on. Yes, it is. Good morning. All right, here we go. Everybody coming in? This is good. It's so nice to see you here this morning. I was reading the scripture that Pastor chose for today, and it's in the book of Matthew. And for all of you who don't know, that's in the New Testament when you ask. Okay. And it's in the book of Matthew, and it's the first book in the New Testament, and it goes along like this. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him on the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Whoa. It goes on. Pastor's going to talk about walking on water in a little bit. But Jesus went off to pray. And I just read that earlier. When Jesus had heard what happened, he withdrew in a boat privately to a solitary place. He was going off to pray before, and then all the people wanted to find him. He came and he had to feed the 5,000. But Jesus went off to pray. And all week long, whatever I was reading or whatever I was talking about, Jesus went off to pray, went off by himself to pray. Now, if Jesus took time to pray, what do you think we should do?
Pray.
Amen. We should pray. When are we supposed to pray? What? Say that again?
All the time.
All the time. How do we pray all the time? That's hard, isn't it? I was reading that scripture this week too. We're supposed to pray all the time. Do you pray in the bathroom? Well, do you pray at school? You pray when you go to bed. Do you say a prayer before you go to sleep? Some people pray then. Do you pray after you eat? Or before you eat, rather. I was reading in the Jewish book that they even have, say, some of the Hasidic Jews have prayers for after they're done eating. They cover the knives or the silver on the table and they say a prayer after they're done eating. I mean, we need to pray all the time. All the time. And sometimes, do you need a lot of words to say prayers? No. How many do you need, do you think? One or two will do. Sometimes we're so sad, we can't think about what to say to God. And you know what you can say? Thank you. Let's do it. Thank you. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Let me hear it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, again. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you know why? Because he's always doing something for us. Maybe we can't see it. Can you see a prayer when you say it? No. You can hear your prayer in your heart. Sometimes we talk out loud when we say a prayer. Sometimes they're quiet. So I thought, reduce, recycle, reuse. I had all these Christmas cards. So there's nothing in this box. But we just had the greatest gift given to us, Jesus. And we need to say, this is your little Jesus prayer box. These are all my Christmas cards I made into boxes for you to take home. And I want you to take them and remember, you're going to say what when you see this?
Thank you, Jesus.
Again, that's everybody.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. And I want you to put it in the bathroom or in your bedroom or in the kitchen. In my kitchen, in my case, if you want to come to my house to eat, you need to have lots of prayer boxes in there. And you need to, in your bedroom. And don't just put it there and leave it there. Move it around. Put it different places. Put it in your locker at school to help you remember to at least say thank you, Jesus, more than one time a day. Okay? Let's practice that again. Everybody says,
thank you, Jesus.
Congregation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. All right. Now, we're going to say a little prayer, and then you're going to get the red cups and go out and collect the pennies up from everybody. And when you come back, all along here are little prayer boxes for you to take home. So you take one of those home with you, and remember you're going to say thank you to Jesus. Let's pray. Oh, that's the other thing I forgot to talk to you about. You don't have to bow your head. You don't have to fold your hands. The only thing you have to do when you pray is be honest in your heart with God. Is that right, Pastor? Because it says you can raise your arms when you pray. Let's put your arms up. Say, thank you, Jesus. Okay. Let's open our arms up wide. Thank you, Jesus. You can put your hands together and do it real soft. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being with us all the time and watching over us and guiding us. Help us remember to open our hearts to you all day and all night long. And all God's people said, amen. All right, let's go collect those coins.
For missions, you can all remain seated and watch the insert in your bulletin and look on the screen again as the praise team leads us in, I will believe.